You're listening to the teaching ministry of Michael Williams, pastor of International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God which you're about to receive.
There's a scripture that you, in fact, it's a beautiful introduction that you gave me. Thank you, Pastor Mike Williams, for this message. And it's found in James, in the fifth chapter of James. Let's just look at that together. The fifth chapter of James and verse 7. Father, I thank you for blessing this word. It is your word, and may only your word come forth, because that's the only thing that you guarantee that you will bless and cause to come to pass with signs following. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that there will be none of me, but all of you. Thank you for your Holy Ghost that will give us ear to hear what you want to say to us. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. 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 Therefore, be patient until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer, now this is the passage I really want you to pay attention to. See how the farmer, say the farmer. In a way, we all farmers, right? We all sowers, aren't we? Amen. How the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives, now pay attention, until it receives the early, say early, and latter rain. And latter rain. You know, many of us, if we've been saved more than 2 weeks, we probably experience rain or blessing from the Lord in our lives, haven't we? We all have testimonies. If we went around this room, there would be testimonies. Liz would have a testimony, right? Amen. Liz, man, I knew her when she was... In fact, I knew you before you were even born. Goes back a long time. But, you know, that's the past. Don't you love the testimonies that you're able to share? Sometimes to encourage somebody that's going through a tough time, you give them a testimony of something that God has done. You know, back there in 1975, you know, but that's the latter rain. I mean, the former rain. It's past. You know, when rain comes down, like in Tennessee where it's really dry, I understand it can get pretty dry out here too. You know, there's a good rain, but then, you know, the soil absorbs it, and before you know it, there's nothing, no effect of that, right? But see, I believe that there is a latter rain coming. I said there's a latter rain coming. Amen? And we have to look for that latter rain. Now, if you look at CNN and MSNBC, God forbid... I mean, when you're really desperate, then you read the New York Times. Oh, I mean, anyway, you know, you can get, then you stop looking. If you begin to pay attention to what is being said there, you stop looking for the rain. You appreciate the fact that you were rained on once. Say, praise God. Man, I'm glad I took all I could when it was good, when the getting was good, but now it's over. Here we are in a mess. We're in a drought. Yeah. The name of my message is, when in drought, look for rain. Amen. You get the play on words? Yeah. See, when you're in a drought, you don't want to be like, what do I do now? Amen? See, I believe that we need to be looking for this time that we are in right now precedes a time when the church is going to shine like never, never before. Let me tell you, I'm not saying this to, you know, to just get a rise out of you. I'm saying this by the Spirit of the Lord. You ain't seen nothing yet. This is the time for the church to shine. There will be more finances coming into the kingdom than ever be, you know, and I appreciate it. I mean, your testimony blesses me because every place I go usually, right, especially lately, I have a lot of friends up there, up north. I have to confess, sometimes I'm almost afraid to call. Because it's like, oh my goodness, those poor guys, you know, I mean, it's pretty sad. But praise God for what God is, has done. But I believe there's a lot more. There's a lot more coming. Amen. Well, come with me to 1 Kings chapter 18. Now, we got to look for rain. Say we need to look for rain.
We need to look for rain.
See, and it's an attitude. It's an expectation. You know, did you hear that word this morning? It relates to everything that has to do with God. See, you have to have a certain attitude, a desire to meet with Him, to be with Him. You need to seek His face. I mean, you need to do whatever you can to get what you want. You can't be passive about it.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
So we need to be looking for rain. Now look at this. Here's Elijah. Say Elijah. Elijah says, now he's the one that somehow was responsible for the drought. He said, I'm going to pray, and for 3.5 years, it ain't going to rain.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the way we say it in Tennessee, with a French accent. So Elijah says to Ahab, Ahab represented the government of this time. Betty, where are you? God bless you.
Amen.
You've been in this church, what, 26 years or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bless God. Hallelujah. And Pastor Williams told me he didn't even vote for you. But then he told me why. He's not in the same count. He's not allowed to. Otherwise, he certainly would. Okay, you need to stop that. You're not supposed to have that much fun in church, okay? So Ahab went up to eat and drink. And Elijah, now look at this. Ahab, he goes and he eats and drinks. But Elijah goes to the top of the mountain and he bows down on the ground and he puts his face between his knees. He prays. That's a good attitude. Amen. See, a lot of people, when they're depressed or discouraged, they hit the refrigerator. Don't do that. You know, drown your sorrows in Diet Coke is not going to do it. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And Elijah said, oh, bummer. Okay, all right. So he sends them again, second time. He comes back with the same report. Is there rain coming? He said, nothing. And six times, he comes back and there is no change. There's a lot of people today that are in difficult situation financially. So they go to the mailbox. With the mailbox today? Well, today is Sunday, so if you picked up the mail yesterday, chances are you're not going to have anything in there today. But tomorrow, you're going to go to the mailbox and there's nothing. Okay. Are you going to go back Tuesday? Why? Why would you go back Tuesday? There was nothing in the box on Monday. What difference will it make for you to go back on Tuesday? Well, the reason you go back is because you know that the postal service is still in operation.
Yes.
And if there's no mail today, There's a good chance that there'll be some tomorrow. If it's not tomorrow, it'll be the next day. But it will come in. Amen.
Amen.
Elijah knows the rain is coming. It's never an issue, never a question. I wonder if I'm right about this. Do you know that there's a rain coming?
Praise God. Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
You don't believe that, do you? I, with all of my heart. See, there's a scripture that irritates me to no end. The Bible says that the wealth of the wicked has been laid up for the righteous. Now, do you know that scripture has not really yet come to pass? Now, once we raptured out of here, the manifestation of that scripture won't do us any good at all. So that tells me it needs to happen between now. See, we're just a little bit like the Israelites when they were in Egypt. You remember this? They were slaves. They had nothing. They couldn't own property. They were just, you know, there serving the Egyptians. But right before they were exiting Egypt, remember what happened?
Yeah.
Now, go figure that one out. The Egyptians, representing the world, were so excited about the prospect of them leaving that they said, look at the master bedroom. Here's my living room. Here's my safe. Here's my stash. Here's my refrigerator. Whatever you can haul out of here, you're welcome to it. I believe. God is working on this right now. For the wealth of the wicked to be, you call about redistribution of wealth.
Yeah.
It may not happen exactly like somebody in Washington is thinking it's going to happen. I think God has another plan. See, God did not give up his throne.
Right.
He is still, there may be somebody out there that thinks he's a new king of America, but the King of Kings is still on the throne.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's time for Christians all over the world to build, if they've never done it before, including financially, it's for our house to be built not on a prudential rock, not on Barak, but on the rock.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This would be a good time to do it. Amen. See, Elijah knew the rain was coming. And so it didn't matter. First time, second time, sixth time, there's nothing. And finally, this last time he went, I can just hear this servant that went out and he said, I don't know how to tell you this. There were no clouds before, but this is no great improvement. Now there's a cloud the size of a man's hand. You know, that was really nothing to get excited over. But look at the reaction. Now, did Elijah get excited about the cloud? No, he got excited about the rain. That's what he had been looking. He was not looking for a little sign or just a little bit of relief or some comfort or maybe a bailout. He was looking for rain, an abundant rain. Listen to him. He said, go, say to Ab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. This is not a little, sprinkling. Go quick before the rain overtakes you. Ooh, praise God, praise God. You know, this is not the time to get scared. Tell the person next to you, I don't know how you say it. We would say in Tennessee, I ain't getting scared. See, fear is a very destructive thing. It's not just a feeling. It's an attitude. And it kills love.
Right?
Where there's love, there's no fear. But where there's fear, there's no love. Amen? Look at Luke 21, verse 8. Luke 21, verse 8. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is Jesus talking. Do we have some water?
Praise God.
Take heed that you not be deceived. You know, I'm from a country that had socialism. Yeah. Still does.
Yeah.
And stupid enough to be proud of it.
Yeah.
They can't, I mean, they're going down the tubes. And you know, France has the rooster as an emblem. See, the rooster is the only bird that can be on top of a pile of manure and sing. I mean, manure up to here and still singing, you know, claiming victory. Wow. Anyway, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't be, you know, led astray. Take heed that you not be deceived. Many will come in my name saying, I'm the anointed one. The time has drawn near, therefore do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and, oh my, Iran, North Korea, when you hear of wars, prospects, you know, of war, do not be terrified. For these things must come to pass first. But the end will not come immediately. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Now here's where we really want to, this is the attitude that we ought to have. Where's the verse that I want? Well, look at verse 26. Men's hearts feigning them for fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. Like this man that committed, 41 years old, that worked for, what was it? Fannie Mae?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Committed suicide. 41 years old. He hadn't been fired yet. It's just the idea, just the prospect of it. Man's fainting them for fear. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, now they're happening now, aren't they? Look up. Don't look like a deer that got caught in the headlights of an approaching car. Mildred, what are we going to do now? Well, we're going to do what we always did. That's trust God. Our support has gone down one-third in the past 6 months. Now, that's not bad news. On the books, you know, if we did have an accountant, he would call our attention to that, said, you know, you can't continue like that. Continue to operate like you have been. Take the trips that you have been doing. Support the other ministries like you have. You can't do that now. You got to stop.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? We haven't changed anything.
Praise God. That's right.
Same old, same old. Because God is still on the throne. And we never did operate under the world system.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. See, where your heart is,
yes, right.
Where your money goes, is where you, that's where you trust. That's what you trust. And we never trusted the system. We did once. I actually was dumb enough to put money in a mutual fund. We had a few dollars laying around from an inheritance. We thought, we're going to be financially wise. You talk about stupid. So we put money in a mutual fund, and the end result was within about 2 years, we had lost almost half of what we had put in. Oh, that was smart. You add inflation to that, and it's like pretty dumb. Amen? So we don't do that anymore. Amen? Don't be deceived. Don't be in fear. Look up. I like what you said this morning. I think you quoted somebody that said, don't be looking out for number one, but look up to number one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, do you know that there's as much money in the world today than there was before this thing hit the fan? Right? Or is there less money now? It just got transferred, right? See, wealth is constant. And you know what I like about this? Is that God has given us the power to get wealth. Now, if you don't look for it, if you don't expect it, if you're not expecting rain, you're not going to look for it. I have a wife, I don't know if it's going to happen, but she fully expects. I try to talk her out of it. She fully expects one day to find, now you know Josette, how she is. She expects one day we're going to drive along the highway, and she's going to see a paper bag in the ditch. She's going to tell me to stop, and that bag will have been thrown out of a truck or something, you know, drug dealers, unmarked bills, filling this big bag, millions of dollars in there to preach the gospel with. She fully expects that. Now, I don't. But she's also the one, as we drive our motorhome through a parking lot, she looks at it as a $20 bill that's stuck to the reel of this motorhome, and guess who got the bill? I just looked in amazement, but she got the bill. She's looking for stuff like that. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Come with me to Joel chapter 2. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to pump you up, but I really want you to be encouraged. This is a day, you know, we don't need any more doom and gloom. The press is doing a pretty good job at that. We don't want to be ignorant of what's happening, but we want to position ourselves to where, you know, if, let's say it was raining, it may be raining right now, but if you're in this building, guess what? You will not feel the effect of the rain. I mean, they can forecast rain for the next week, but as long as you stay in this building, it may as well not rain, right? What I'm trying you to do is get out of your comfort zone. You know, whatever you've been doing, like me with a mutual fund, if it's not working, let's do something else. Yeah. This is a great time to get involved in God's system.
Praise God. Yes.
But I believe fully that the wealth of the wicked will come into the kingdom. I have a testimony. I shared it with you this morning. Yeah. An unbeliever, a heathen, a developer. It was the same as if he had handed me $20,000 when we had our house built. This is a heathen. He gave me $20,000. And you know what he was happy about?
Yeah.
I thought he was not going to do it at the day of the closing, so I shook his hand. I said, Dale, I didn't know if he had changed his mind yet. I said, Dale, I want to thank you for helping me get this house. I couldn't have gotten it without you. And he did this. He said, you're not thanking me. But, oh, here we go. How am I going to come up with $20,000 now? And he said, no, you don't thank me. I thank you for allowing me.
Wow.
I've seen your newsletter. I see what you guys are doing all over the world. That was the realtor that sold us the house. He had given him that stuff. He said, that you would allow somebody like me to help you is a great privilege. Don't you think God wants to do that?
Yes.
There'll be testimonies like that. I believe there'll be testimonies coming right out of this church where that will happen. You know, it's great when Christians should support.
Yes,
Christians should give.
Yes.
But you know, more and more, in especially our humanitarian, we're putting together a video right now that has, you know, I mean, we're not preaching the gospel on it. We are trying to get the wealth of the wicked from businesses and different industries to help us help people. Now, we're going to preach the gospel with it.
Right.
Amen. But let the money come. I don't want to go, you know, beg every church. Churches have plenty to do already. Now, churches should support, all right? By the way, I don't see a French, Ivory Coast, Madagascar, Congo flag here. But anyway, it's just an oversight. That was a. Do you notice the hint? Was that good or what? You got that? It was ever so subtle. Yeah, right.
We're waiting for a hint to support you.
Thank you. Boy, what a friend you turn out to be. Joel chapter 2 and verse 21. Ooh, I like this. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice. Are you there? Joel chapter 2, verse 21. Do not be afraid. Verse 23, the end of it says, and he will cause the rain to come down on you. The former rain, praise God for that, and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall be overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore. Say, I will restore.
I will restore.
This is the Lord speaking. This is not a banker. It's not a politician trying to get your vote or approval. He says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten, the crawling locusts, the consuming locust, the chewing locust, the 401 eating locust. Is that what they call them, 401Ks or something? My great army which I sent among you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Mick Jagger is still looking for satisfaction. But we will be satisfied. Josette won't go to Kroger's anymore, saying, oh, boy, that T-bone would sure look good on my plate. And then settle for whatever is on sale. We'll be satisfied. We'll be satisfied. God is promising this to us. Will be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord our God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. See, we shouldn't be broke. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. I mean, we're going to be walking on streets of gold. Come on now. Then you shall know that I am the Lord in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. Hallelujah. I believe there is a miraculous, abundant blessing coming to God's people. Now, when is it going to happen? You know, I installed a rain collector. Now, I did this. You would be impressed. A rain collecting system. With overflows and, man, I tell you, Josette, all has to do, she has to turn on that spigot and there it goes. But, you know, I made it so that when two bells are full, it goes into a third bell that's mostly there just to take in the overflow, and then eventually it goes in back into the system, you know, the drain. Now, I don't know, you know, it takes a while. For those things to fill. But there's a point when the bells are full and they overflow. It doesn't happen in the beginning. It doesn't happen, you know, in the first 30 seconds of rain. But eventually, it is full and then it overflows. I believe that by the Spirit of God, we are in that time now. Now, what you don't want is when your ship finally comes in, when the overflow comes, when the rain comes, when your ship comes in, you don't want to be waiting at the airport. Because you might be waiting there a long time. You want to position yourself. You want to be at the right place at the right time. Now, there's another rain coming. Now, praise God for the financial rain. We need it. The kingdom needs it. This gospel needs to be preached to every nation, and then will the end come. But there is a rain that is even more important than that. It shall come to pass afterward, verse 28, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I believe there's a drought that is even worse than a financial drought.
Yes, that's it.
See, when you have a financial drought, you at least you may satisfy yourself by saying, well, I can call this person, or you know, maybe the bank will still, you know, think that I'm good for it, or you know, you find alternatives. But when you have a spiritual drought, there's only one that you can go to. And I believe that that drought needs to be addressed before any other drought that we can experience. And really, my heart this morning, I want to pray for you. If you've been going through a drought, you know it. I don't have to draw you a picture. You know, you don't have to be hit by lightning to know that you've been dry. When you've been going through the motions, you go into church. I mean, you put the money in a bucket. I mean, you do all the outward things that I expected of you. But still inside, you feel like, wow, it's not doing it for me. When you read the word, it's... See, when you... When your relationship is strong, then everything that the Father says through His Word just kind of, it's personal. You get satisfaction from it. But when you're dry, you're dry. Now, there's good news.
Hallelujah.
There's good news. There ain't no reason to stay dry because there's a rain coming.
Yeah.
And the rain is here this morning. That Holy Spirit that will be poured out, it's not just reserved. See, what's wonderful is that this rain is for us every day, all the time, 24/7, 365 days a year. It is available now. And I believe that you have come to this place this morning, not just to hear this Frenchman preach a message and talk about what he does and all that, but you came this morning to be refreshed by the Holy Spirit. And he will assuredly do. I can promise you that. So what I want to do, because we don't want to take any more time, but what I want you to do is just bow your heads for now, and then I will pray. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for these men and women. Lord God, I mean, they are in a thriving, living, conquering church, impacting church. I mean, look, Lord, in Willis Point, Texas, from Willis Point, Texas, this church is impacting the world, Lord God. So, Lord Jesus, when I pray right now this morning, it is with great respect and recognizing that this is a mature church. But Lord God, we all at times go through dry periods, through a wilderness period. Sometimes we don't even know how did we end up here? Sometimes it's just the Holy Ghost GPS that we did not heed to. We were told to go in one direction, but we went in another. Or sometimes it's just life. Life has a way of drawing the anointing from out of us. But Lord Jesus, this morning, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that is here, that wants to refresh, encourage, empower every man and woman in this place. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the one that will confirm your word with signs following. I thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for men and women, Lord God, that will walk out of this place renewed, refreshed, and full of the Holy Spirit. Not just running on fumes, Lord Jesus, but full of your Spirit. I thank you.